Well, I think that just about covers everything, and all I can say is, wow. I knew from your CV that you were a highly impressive candidate, but you have really, really blown me away. But, there is something that I do need to inform you of. Now, obviously, the position you've applied for is for being a personal assistant. No. There is a job. It's this isn't like a scam or any shit like that. It's just you're not my personal assistant. How do you feel about dogs? Dogs. You know, woof. Dogs. Not allergic? Good. No. That's excellent. How do you feel about biscuits? In particular, custard creams. You love them. Great. And Oreos? I mean, you don't have to hate them. It's just, would you be willing to defend someone from Oreos? It sounds like a strange question, but yeah. You would. Excellent. So, as you know, the position is very well paid, fantastic benefits. The only issue that there might be is that you'll be Portly's assistant. Portly. Portly is my dog. But no. This isn't one of those movie star small spoil. Well, oh no, it's not small. Small yappy dog. No. It's just. Portly gets a bit. He gets lonely, and I can't always give him the attention that he wants because, you know, I'm a film star and I try to take him on set as much as I can, but it's just. Oh, the poor little. Poor. Big. Little. He didn't hear me? No. The poor little thing just. He's just a really. He's a people. Dog. People dog. I was about to say people person. To me, Portly is a person. But not in that I indulge you to the. Oh, I do kind of indulge him. I mean, what kind of dog is he? Well, it'd be better if I just show you. Portly! It's nap time, so that's kind of why I scheduled the interview. Portly? Oh, don't worry. Just pass me that biscuit tin. Thank you. And there he is. You wouldn't think he could move so quickly. Yes, that's Portly. He's a cute, cuddly little corgi. You'll take the job. But don't you want to ask any questions? Maybe spend some time with Portly? No? You? Okay. Well, the job's yours. Hello, Portly. This is your new friend. Aren't they pretty? I don't mean that in a sexual harassment kind of pretty. I just mean that in a really respecting you as an employer kind of pretty. Yeah, that worked. Hello, Portly. Give him a biscuit. Make him sit. Not on your foot, though, because that can. I would advise wearing steel toe caps. Just, you know, just in case. Go on. Portly, it's okay. Take the biscuit. Take the biscuit. Oh, that's so cute. And Portly's not bad either. I mean, no. No. I mean, yes, you are, you know, objectively attractive in a kind of, you know, I kind of wish you hadn't applied to the job so I could ask you out kind of way, but you know, you're my assistant. Well, our assistant, because we're sharing. Portly, we're sharing. They're not a biscuit. We can share. Because I sometimes need someone to help me. Do you like sci-fi? Netflix? I mean, sometimes I just want to watch something cheesy, but portly, he doesn't really appreciate it. I mean, he likes popcorn, don't get me wrong, but he doesn't really like it when I geek out. I am... wait one moment. Could you just sign this? It's just a standard non-disclosure, not showing Portly's biscuits kind of thing. Thank you. Okay, I am a massive geek. I am the biggest geek in the world and no one knows. As far as everyone's concerned, I am this sophisticated film star. But in reality, I'm a dork. I'm a massive dork with a fat corgi and I just don't want him to be lonely. And you don't know what you've signed yourself up for. But it's fine because you're pretty. You're not pretty. I mean, objectively, you're pretty. Portly, make a distraction. Come on, Portly, you know the new command. Distract! He's playing dead. I mean, it's basically him falling down. Did it on my foot once, and that's why I suggest that you wear steel toe caps. But he's distracting you, right? You've totally forgotten that I called you pretty. No. did you hear the telephone? Yeah, the telephone. I totally heard the telephone ring. Why don't you spend some time with Portly and I'll go and get that phone? What? Why would you get the phone? Because you're my assistant. No, because it's an imaginary phone. It's probably my agent or someone I'm going on a date with. You know, someone really, really attractive who is just as pretty as you. Because I date people. I date people. I mean, not people that I pay. I'm not calling you a prostitute. I'm just going to go and get that phone. Have fun with Portly. Only 2 packets of biscuits. No, 2 packets, not 2 biscuits. Oh, you are adorable and so pretty. And telephone! Be good and have fun. Shit. I am in so much trouble. Sorry? Oh, you heard that? You've got really good hearing. I said it out loud, didn't I? Yes, that's another thing I do. Like I said, I'm a big dork. I'm a dorkable. You think I'm a dorkable? Portly, I'm a dorkable. I mean telephone. Very important call. I'm a dorkable. What? Sophisticated film star. Absolutely. I'm a dorkable. Oh, I'm in so much trouble. Because I need to get that phone.